pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the first item on our agenda is to approve our agenda, so if there's not any additions, I'll consider a motion to approve the agenda as stated. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'm not sure this will work, Tom.
You can keep that. Okay, next item is I consider a motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions or discussions? If not, I'll signify by, in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Billy, I guess we're ready for you and Rio Verde. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Just warm and dandy. How are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys got my activity report.
We're yes.
Kind of on snow removal. Really, that's about all we're doing right now. Just plowing, sanding, hauling snow. I do got to clean the racetrack for the one longer this weekend. That's probably the only thing. Then yesterday there was a fire. We had to, they put about 7,000, there was a house fire out of Sandy Lane by Boulder. So Will Gay called me and asked if I would, they kind of made a mess, so we put some sand down so the people, when there was like 7,000 gallons of water all across the road, so it was freezing pretty good, so we put some sand so people, it was right at the intersection there, so.
Is that in Bargerville?
Right down past Bargerville, down, you know, where, be like, if you're headed towards Boulder, be like the third approach.
Okay.
You got Metal Arc, Blair, and then Sandy Lane.
Okay. Do you have any fire?
I think so, yeah. I didn't go out there, but they just had a structure fire. And where they had to set up, the water coming off the trucks and stuff. Kind of made a mess in the intersection there, so we cleaned that up. But other than that, it's just snow removal. It's really all we're doing.
I just got a project update on the cottonwood ryegrass. Still working with the Corps to get that permit. They wanted a little more detail in my mitigation plan with this new guy, so I'll work through that this week and get it resubmitted. But we're still on pace to get the plans out this month and then bid it mid-April, probably, give them some time.
Okay.
And Schedule A contracts and everything has been turned in, so just waiting on all that. And I got the contract set to Ben for the lysimeter. Was working through that. That won't start till spring sometime. Other than that, that's all I got.
Yeah, kind of. The landfill's doing good. We're just baling, and we're really watching the ozone days, so we're not really burning much. We're waiting on that stuff. Other than that, we've been keeping the ravens down. That's good. This is about time of year for ravens, but they're staying away, so everything's going good. That's really all I have.
Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, just a quick one for Billy. Could you resend me that information on you looked at the Green River Lakes Road and you had some numbers with that?
Yeah. Mike put them together.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't remember exactly what it was. I think the whole thing we figured around like 15 million or something like that. I think it, don't quote me on that, but I think that's what we came up with. If we could get gravel up there and if they'd let us borrow. And we, I did talk with Mike, the Forest Service engineer, and he didn't think there was many places to borrow, but we had documented on our, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you could, if he'd let a, you know, let whoever put, you know, good drainage in, and that's what that road needs. A lot of that stuff looks like pretty decent gravel. I mean, we, you know, just by looking and digging down what we could dig and stuff, it looked like pretty good stuff you could borrow, where you wouldn't have to truck so much in there. So he was going to check that out, but that would even come way down on the prices that they let us.
Well, I've been having some discussions with the regional forester and with the chief in the next couple weeks, and
okay.
Kind of like to have that for background.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, back to work.
Back to work.
I have more snow to do. It sounds like.
Yeah, it looks tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
You're supposed to get about what we got, so we'll see.
Again on Wednesday.
Yeah.
The wind blew the wrong way.
Yes, it did.
Now it'll blow the other way.
Yeah. Snow gets back. Still clean, though. One good
time. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Billy.
See you.
Matt, would you like to come forward then? We'll move on along with your update.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Matt.
Two items for your consideration this morning. The first is the RFP process to update the county land use plan. If you recall, the plan was originally adopted in 2009, and there is $50,000 available through the governor's office to update the plan. And so I sent out RFPs. I talked to a couple firms, but I only got one response, so I didn't create a ranking system again because I got one response. and so it was submitted by ERG, who was the consultant that assisted the county back in 2009 to adopt the original plan. Again, there is $50,000. Available for the consultant, and amazingly, the bid came in at
$49,975.
Go figure. I'm sure it's a coincidence. With that, I do think ERG is a very well-qualified firm, and I would recommend the board award the contract to ERG. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions about the process.
Mr. Chairman, I think we do need to add a component for updating our socioeconomic baseline in addition to what the proposal is here.
Absolutely, and I can work with Clayton when he develops the contract with ERG should the commission decide to move forward to make sure that item is addressed by ERG in the update.
Yeah.
So all socioeconomic data, baseline data will be included in the update.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I probably had discussion with ERG, it would be, from people I've talked to, we'd probably be better off putting the socioeconomic data in an appendix.
Okay.
So when it comes time to update it, we can do it without having to go back through the whole plan process again. That's just a suggestion that's been made to me by people in Western Governors and whatnot that have been very supportive of counties having socioeconomic data available.
Okay, I will make sure that goes in the contract.
So we got it?
If there's no other discussion, I move we approve the ERG proposal.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to select and approve ERG as our consultant to update the county's land use plan. And a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. The second item has to do with the BLM has recently issued a notice of intent to revise its grazing regulations. Some of the key topics that the BLM is looking at revising, updating and modernizing the current regulations, improving permitting efficiency, promoting land health, and increasing public participation. So those are kind of big bullet point statements about the proposed regulations or the proposed amendments to the regulations. Commissioner Bausman has recommended that the county act as a cooperating agency in the process, and so I wanted to discuss with you gentlemen your thoughts and if you're in favor of moving forward. And if we were approved as a cooperating agency, I'd write the letter requesting cooperating agency status by jurisdiction and special expertise, and then we get a seat at the table with the BLM for any proposed amendments to the regs.
Gentlemen, I certainly would be in favor of that.
Mr. Chairman, the one way this is different than a lot of the things we do cooperating agency on are local BLM initiatives like transportation planning, RMPs, all that. This is a much broader issue. This is a nationwide BLM proposal that they have to do NEPA on. And so I questioned through NACO and with Bailey's help, does every county in the country have to have individual cooperating agency status, or could we do a blanket MOU, say, with WCCA or maybe even with NACO that would give all counties standing? And we asked that question at Interior, and the answer came back, they're going to leave it up to each individual state director on how they want to do that. Well, I talked this morning to Doug Lynn at breakfast, and he said that we need, and he wasn't aware of this anyway, but he said the first step is touch base with the state director and see how he wants to handle it. Our question was, could WCCA apply for cooperating agency status at the state level, and would that then give counties a seat at the table? And so WCCA, for example, would take the lead in developing scoping comments, and as opposed to every county going out on their own and doing it. The concern of the livestock industry, and it's legitimate, is if every county enters into this, or every county that wants to, on their own deal, is it going to hold up the process? Is it going to jeopardize getting the record of decision done on time? And that's probably a legitimate concern. We still don't know, like right now, I guess my suggestion is I'll make a motion to go ahead and we apply for it. But we still don't know just how it's going to work until we get some feedback from the state BLM director. You know, are they going to do it a blanket MOU for cooperating agency for any county? So every county's kind of on the same deal, and then through that, Bailey would help draft comments and put them out, and then each county could, if they wanted to change something, they could. It'd still be county comments, but some kind of process to where every county isn't reinventing the wheel on this whole process. So it's not plumb clear yet, but how it needs to work. But I'm very supportive. We do need to be a cooperator. We haven't seen the details yet of the changes that are being proposed, although they are out there. Public Lands Council has been working closely with Interior Department and BLM. Wyoming State Grazing Board has been working with them. And there is some stuff to look at, although we haven't seen it yet. So when we get to that point, then we'll have some meat on the bones that we can support or not support or whatever the situation is. So,
and the County Commissioners Association recommendation was that the county should submit a letter to request cooperating agency status, and then maybe these issues are resolved down the road.
Right. So that's my recommendation. I hope I didn't confuse everybody.
Well, you did a little bit. I'm not sure where the horse and the cart are lined up here. You're saying we don't want to prolong the process or not being able to reach it in a timely fashion if each county acts individually, but at the same time we're saying we want to go ahead and act individually.
I mean, I don't see a downside to submitting the letter at this point.
Okay.
I really don't, but I would echo Commissioner Bossman's concerns about is every county, is it going to be a piecemeal approach and delay the process? Hopefully, again, those issues are ironed out, but I think the deadline to submit is February 28th, so hypothetically I could bring it back in this the second commission meeting and see if anything has been resolved. If that's the commission's preference, that's absolutely an option.
Let's go ahead and put our name in now and start the process and ask for cooperating agency status, and then that'll start the ball. And then if they want to bump it up to the state director, well, then we go from there.
Joel, are you going to be in touch with the WCCA about getting their letter in before the 28th?
Well, Bailey's still waiting to hear.
From the director?
From the director. We asked a question nationally, and they said we're going to leave it up to the state director, and we've yet, unless Bailey has talked to the state director yesterday, we still had not had that conversation. But for now, let's go ahead and initiate the request for cooperating agency, put it in at the local level, copy Bailey, and then that'll start the ball rolling.
So if I understand this, then we're requesting it from our local level right now, with the intent of, if it's a statewide gathering, so to
broadening
speak,
it.
We broaden it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Is everybody good with that, putting that request in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I think you have a direction.
Could I have a motion and vote, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay. Can we, just for the record, clarify the motion? The motion is to have Sublette County go ahead and submit an application as a cooperating agency in the BLM's revision of grazing
regulations. Okay. Yes.
Motion, second.
Second.
We tied.
Okay.
On the set.
All right. That's the motion. Have you got that, Carrie? All right. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. That's all I had for you. Did you have anything for me?
No. Are you going to be there Monday or Friday?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Do you want to update everybody on the extension office and what you heard there?
Sure, yeah. I was emailing with Kelly Crane yesterday. It sounds like the interviews are scheduled for early March for the extension office. And, yeah, he's been gracious and said go ahead and sit on the hiring board, and so I'll participate in that process with the commission's blessing.
Okay, so that will be sometime early March.
March
10th, I think.
Yeah, something around there.
Okay.
So do they have any applicants to date? Do you know?
It sounded like they did, but maybe they had extended the advertising period in hopes that more folks would apply.
My impression there was three, but there could be more now.
Yeah, I think that's what Kelly mentioned, but they were hoping for more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Right. Chairman, there is just a footnote here. There is a lot of interest in this process.
The process.
In the process,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We're in fast forward mode.
We are. I think we'll take a 5-10 minute recess waiting on our county attorney for our next item. We'll just take a brief break.
When's Joe supposed to be here?
Oh,
okay.